consultation, 8th of September, patient Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A-L, Ripperden, R-I-P-P-E-R-D-A-N, date of birth 11/30/1956. Sandra Ripperden was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She previously had radioiodine therapy for hyperthyroidism about 40 years ago, and at that time was thought to have probable multinodular goiter, per paragraph. Subsequently, she developed hypothyroidism and is on thyroid hormone replacement, per paragraph. More recently, she was noted to have a slightly high iodized serum calcium, but there's no specific symptoms suggestive of hypercalcemia, per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise notable for osteoporosis, and her family history is significant for her mother having hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she smokes about one pack of cigarettes per day, and works as a manager of an apartment complex, period, paragraph. Other significant findings include osteoporosis and intermittent steroid therapy for chronic obstructive lung disease, period, paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 130/64, comma. Weight 218 pounds and BMI is 36.3, period. The pulse septum appeared. The thyroglide was not palpable and there was no necklace of adenopathy, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I have reviewed previous studies, including serum calcium of 10, comma, upper limit of normal, and TSH 6.21, comma, also elevated, period. Vitamin D level is 32.8, comma, normal, period. Parathyroid hormone level is 93.6, comma, elevated, and INS calcium is 5.5, comma, also slightly elevated, period. Bone densitometry study has shown evidence of osteoporosis, per paragraph. Impression, mild hypercalcemia, comma, likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, period. She also has post-surgical, radioiodine hypothyroidism, and smokes cigarettes and is on intermittent steroids for lung disease, per paragraph. I have recommended a parathyroid imaging study to determine if she has a hyperfunctioning parathyroid adenoma, period, even though her serum calcium is not severely elevated, comma, she does have risk factors for further deterioration of osteoporosis, which include postmenopausal state, comma, intermittent steroid therapy, comma, cigarette smoking, comma, and hyperparathyroidism, per paragraph. She may be a candidate for parathyroidectomy, per paragraph. Next patient. Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Bykowicz, B-Y-K-O-W-I-C-Z, date of birth 11/3/1987. Christina Bykowicz was seen for evaluation of hyperthyroidism, per paragraph. She gives a six-month history of intermittent shakes, comma, tremors, weight loss of about 18 pounds, and frequent bowel motions, in association with sleeplessness and other symptoms of anxiety, per paragraph. Her thyroid function tests were checked on the 31st of August and has shown an elevated free T3 at greater than 20, free T4 elevated at 3.7, and TSH suppressed less than 0.01 period. Other findings on recent lab studies include mild anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.6 and mild hypokalemia with potassium 3.4 period. An ultrasound of her thyroid gland has shown an enlarged thyroid gland with multiple subcentimeter cysts or nodules detected bilaterally per paragraph. Cardio medications, Atenolol 25 milligrams daily, flonase, Zyrtec, and Clonopin at bedtime per paragraph. General review is significant for shakes and tremors as noted, she has itch and intermittent joint discomfort and muscle weakness, A total 12 systems were evaluated, On examination, blood pressure 180 over 54, 807 pounds, BMI 19.6, pulse 84 per minute, sinus tachycardia, the thyroid glands enlarged, approximately 2.5 times normal size with no neck lymphadenopathy, the heart's and the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination appears to be grossly intact with no evidence of pre-tibial myxedema and no clinical evidence of thyroid-related eye disease per paragraph impression. Moderately severe hyperthyroidism with constitutional changes consistent with Graves' disease and anxiety per paragraph. I've commenced her on methimazole 40 milligrams daily in divided dosages and have increased her atenolol to between 50 and 100 milligrams daily in divided doses, paragraph. Follow-up visit in 1 month's time for reassessment is planned, paragraph. Next patient, Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, date of birth 9-21-1951. Virginia Castillo had been seen for evaluation of possible hypoglycemia and concerns about Addison's disease, per paragraph. She has had fluctuating weight and episodes of sweating throughout the day, particularly in relation to ingestion of sweet foods and drinks, and more prominently in the early afternoon after lunch, per paragraph. She denies fasting hypoglycemia before breakfast, Paragraph. Her meals, her breakfast meal consists of bagels, coffee, and symptoms appear to be more prominent before lunch. Paragraph. Past history is noted for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Paragraph. Family history. Her mother had Addison's disease and died at the age of 80 years of age. She has five sibs, none of whom have adrenal dysfunction, but there's a positive history of diabetes. Paragraph. Social history. She's a manager of a photo art studio. No longer smokes cigarettes and does not drink alcohol. Paragraph. Medications. Norvasc 5 milligrams daily and Atenolol 25 milligrams daily in addition to Questor 10 milligrams daily, Paragraph. General review is unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated, paragraph. Examination, blood pressure 138 over 74, weight 169 pounds, BMI is 27, The recent hemoglobin A1C is 5.9%, The thyroid gland is not palpable, The hearts and all lungs are clear, the peripheral examination is grossly intact, paragraph impression. reactive hypoglycemia with a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. Cortisone stimulation test was attempted, and the baseline cortisol value was 8.2 with a 30 minute value of 18.5. Period. The lab, unfortunately, misplaced the specimen and could not do the 60-minute post-ACTH sample period paragraph. I doubt the presence of adrenal insufficiency based on the incomplete ACTH stimulation test period. She also has normal thyroid function with a TSH of 1.98. And per paragraph, I've discussed with her in some detail prevention of reactive hypoglycemia in terms of dietary manipulation and avoidance of fine sugars, comma, particularly around lunchtime and breakfast, per paragraph. No further investigations are thought necessary, but if she shows more symptoms suggestive of possible adrenal insufficiency, the ACTH test will be repeated, per paragraph. Next patient.